What are we talking about?
These are the last messages of Book 6.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the last message is Book 6. The final step of the teaching. And we know what the subject is. The subject is death and not wanting. That's the final step of enlightenment, right? It is started step by step by step, and the last step was the bewilderment, realizing that, oh yes, there is something I don't understand, and that's love. Right. Now, we're in Book 6. What is he talking about? You started to talk, go back and forth, but I hope you remember the last time. The last time, the last paragraphs was talking about what? He was talking about understanding the meaning of the stuff. And the stuff was death. So you don't understand the death. You don't get it. Why? Because you don't want to. You don't think about death. You have an instinct for death. I don't like death. Why?
Because I'm an animal.
Why don't you like the death? Do you remember I asked a question and said, if there was no death, what was the place for all of us? The people of thousands of years ago were still living, and there was no need for reproduction. Have you ever thought about it?
No.
Why? Because your instinct says death is not good. Death is good and is useful. That's why I'm here. Right? All the generation, they died, and now it's my turn. And I will die. That I'm sure about. And that's good if you understand it. Because when do I die? When? Really? When? You die every single moment. You die from what you are, and you're born in the next one, which is different, which is not the same. Psychologically and spiritually, and I'm talking about the personality here. We are not talking about the animal, because the animal doesn't count anymore. We have that personality, right? In our culture, that's my meaning, which is outside of me. And what is my changes? Dying from something, being reborn in the next one. In the last verses that you heard last week, He was saying that you are not listening to death. Death is always talking to you. Because it is getting closer and closer and closer. Means what? Means you have to do your job faster and faster and faster if you want to finish the job that you have to do. Do you have a job or not? Yes. You owe the culture whatever you have learned. That knowledge that is in you is not for you. You are one of the pillars of this continuum accumulation of that knowledge. You have to give it to the others in the way you could do. Do you remember we talked about the differences? The differences for the animal is bad, for us is fantastic. Because we know that each of us is unique to do a unique stuff. We have to do something. And that's what we are talking about. So, he said, if you are turning to logic, you will be the perfect logic. But if you turn around to love, then you will understand what I am talking about. Because whatever I'm talking to you, is like a father advising the child. This is how I am working. Okay, today this story is very interesting. Who has read the story? You have to. I told you already before. He talks about a very silly thing. This is something which is a religious question. Somebody will arrive in the day Ashura. Ashura is a special day with the Shi'is. The Shi'i interpretation of Islam, the Hussein and the accident for Hussein in that day is very special day. So they will go around and they do all crying and all that. Somebody will come to the village and say, excuse me, what's the matter? What is this ceremony about? They will tell him, oh, you don't know about it, oh, this is that guy, this happened. And he says, are you stupid or what? You're talking about hundreds of years ago? Who are you now? What are you doing now? Cry for you now because you are living now. Do you understand that? I don't think so. I was explaining what it is, the subject that he is talking about. The death. The death in the past is not what we are talking about. The death now, me dying from my animal to be reborn in my human being, dying out of my person to be a member of the society. This is what we are talking about. So.